All right, so we're good. Tyler, what's up, Tyler? You can hear me, right, Tyler?
Yeah, I can hear you right now. All of a sudden, I can hear you, yes.
All right, thanks, Tyler. All right, I'll tell you back in, brother. Thank you.
All right.
So how y'all doing? I'm the dean. Class is in session. I welcome you all to the show. Hope you all are doing good. We have a great show for you guys out there. I'm just trying to get everything together. I had to restart something, so once I restarted something, it kind of lipped everything, kind of like, so I gotta make sure I get all the stuff that I have for y'all, because I got a good show for y'all guys together. But give me 1 second, and y'all want to call in, you can. Let's see here. Yeah, because trying to help out a client. He sent me a conversation he had with a woman, and I want to break that down, which kind of connects to the show. But I also want to say, how you guys doing? Welcome all my guys out here, okay? Just out here. That's a good question. All the people listening, that's a good, yeah. It's like, are you hearing or listening? That's a very great question. I think a lot of people are hearing, they're not listening. So that's an awesome question that you're asking. But a lot of people are not actually hearing, they're listening. I mean, they're not doing that. So hold on a second, put that there. Add that, and let me just make sure I got my angles good. All right, yeah, my angles should be good. So I want to make sure I got that together. So that's right. Let me get to the blog. Let me get to the lines, make sure the lines are set. Lines are set good. We have a good show for y'all guys today. I want to welcome you all to the show. I'm the dean. While we're doing this, I have to grab, I was grabbing somebody's, not grabbing somebody. I was getting a text message that I wanted to show you guys, that I have somebody that it's just amazing. You guys out here are allowing women to dominate conversations and all that other stuff. If you guys have any questions, please ask. There are no dumb questions. We want to make sure that we answer all your questions for you that you may have when it comes to the game. Y'all could call in. We got you covered. We're going to be breaking some stuff down, but I'm just setting up what I'm about to upload. I got to grab the conversation, what I'm doing right now. And when I grab the conversation, I got to make sure I delete the numbers and all that other stuff. I couldn't do that in a thing, but I got you right here. But I'm going to show you guys this, and we're going to break this down. But we're also going to be talking about the two levels, gentlemen, the two levels of game that you're going to need when you talk to women. And no one really talks to you guys about this stuff. And we're going to be talking about it, and we're going to be discussing it. You know, I got you. I just want to make sure that I cover up his number, cover up his Snapchat, and all that other stuff that he wrote to this woman. But guys, if y'all got a question, please, gentlemen, go ahead and ask. Put a question in there, guys. All right, looks like I got everything ready to go. Looks like we're good to go. Looks like I got everything ready that I need. Okay, guys, I hope everybody's doing well here. Appreciate all you guys out here. I want to let you guys know that what we want to do is make sure we give you guys nothing but game and lace you guys to be better men when it comes to learning what it is you have to learn in the game. One thing I say to all you guys out there is very important to understand that all you guys out there, if you have questions, go ahead and ask. But I always started off by saying, please, guys, if you get the chance, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that notification button. And we will, we want to just say thank you for you guys who are hitting the notification button and all that other stuff. Also, we want to simply say as well, guys, if you want to start this off, guys, make sure y'all ask questions. Put a queue in there if you have a question. If something's on your mind you need to discuss, need to break down, please go ahead and ask the question. There are no dumb questions. The only questions are dumb are the ones that you hold in and don't ask, okay? So we ask that you guys go ahead and ask these questions for yourself, because I don't want you to feel like there's nothing bad. But yeah, let's get it. We're going to get it. Also, guys, I'd like to say to you guys out there, if you want to be a student of the game, We ask you guys simply to go ahead and go to the store. Go ahead to Amazon, Target, Walmart. Get a 50-piece puzzle set. Begin the process, because it's going to be a long process of doing the same thing over and over again. Drive home, dump the puzzle pieces out, and begin the process of learning game, okay? The process of learning game. Okay, gentlemen, so now that I've said all that stuff, I wanted to make sure I got all that out of the way, because y'all got to lay with Steve. You didn't tell us the da-da-da. All right, I grabbed this. All right, so I got all that. So we good to go. So we're going to start off. First, we're going to start off with, I'm going to show y'all something, okay? I'm going to show y'all something, okay? And we're going to show you. Oh, yeah. Also, pretty soon, it's going to be brought to you by the book here. The book is coming out soon. I just want to let y'all know. So, but we just have a version of it that I had to check out. And I checked it out. It was a minor thing that needed to be changed. So we already made the change, but yeah, so this is going to be the book that's coming out. This is the first door of many doors. But we'll leave that right here for you guys out there. Also got to button my shirt, man, like that's a macho motherfucking shirt. Button my shirt, excuse me. My shirt. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and look at this for a second. I want to go over this with you guys. We all go wrong to, this kind of ties in to what we're trying to do here. So I want y'all to see this right here, okay? Now, I like the fact, now the woman over here is saying all thanks, where you're studying at, and he's studying his computer science, but that's not important. I'm trying to study you and find out what makes you laugh, smile, or blush. That's okay, all right? But here is where everything is going wrong, and I want you guys to see that, because if you look at this right here, the thing that he's doing next is he's allowing the woman to then control the conversation. And how he's letting the woman control the conversation, if you guys look at it, you will see that she's saying you're coming on too strong. Now, see, this is where a lot of you guys don't know what to do when a woman says something like that to you. When a woman says you're coming on too strong is saying, come over to my house, let's fuck. Too strong is saying, well, I want to fuck you right now. You know what I mean? That's not strong. That's not at all. But where he went wrong is he reinforced what she was saying by he's saying, coming on strong because I know what I want. That's not the thing you got to do, guys. When a woman says that you are coming on strong, what's going on is that she is in a defensive position, feeling like you're pushing something, and this is where he kind of went wrong, where he should have sat there. Instead of saying, I'm coming on strong, he could have just let her know that this is who I am, and I know you're used to guys beating around the bush, playing games, trying to be your friend, walk on eggshells, and if you think this is strong, then you got me wrong, because I don't come on strong to any woman. I just go after what I want. He could have taken over at that point. Then from that point right there, she said, oh, wow. And then he asked about the ice cream. Then they talk about living in Seattle. And let's get to the last one before we break everything down. See, y'all got questions as well. So then they talk about how they dang. He's like, okay, I got a car. They got good ice cream or a place. Wait, she said, I got a car. They got good ice cream or a place to get hot chocolate. See, this is the problem. Again, guys, this is why I keep telling you, you got to stop talking to women like you're basic. I always tell you guys by sound checking, I know this great ice cream place on the corner of your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air. It's a great ice cream shop. The ice cream place, I'll give one of my dogs out here. The ice cream place is called JR, Gentle Ruthlessness. And the beautiful place about it is the ice cream. You got to explain what it is that you're doing and that. But he didn't do all that, okay? So he allowed her to dictate and control the conversation. So everything kind of went bad. But we're going to talk about the ways that you need to talk to women and stuff like that. But let me get to some of y'all questions that y'all have right here, because I want to make sure that you guys don't feel I don't want you guys to feel like we're ignoring you. So all questions you ask, put a cue. We got you. Steve, I expect the same environment, the same things. Where am I going? I expect the same. What are you talking about? Wait, I'm lost. What do you mean? I need another. I need you to. I don't understand what you're asking. I don't understand. Next question here. How you doing, M Dog? How you doing, M? Let's see here. I'm in my 30s, and I'm just more okay. I'm more aware of women digging me. Women digging me. Is it true that we men peak at a mature age? Fuck no. Fuck no, M. All right. Here's where you're going wrong, my friend. And here's where you have not matured at a peak age, because you have matured maybe with your skin and your growth in the hair, some grays coming in, but you have not matured your mind. Because here lies a problem. You're saying, I'm more aware that women are digging me. That's not game. Who gives a fuck if a woman is digging you? Who cares if she likes what you wear on? Who cares if she likes how you look? That doesn't mean anything. Hell, guys, how many times have you seen a car that you dug, but you couldn't afford it? How many times you go into the store to see a shoe that you dug and you didn't get it? Just because you dig it or they dig you doesn't mean that you are a man. And I'm going to show you, and I say this with love, because I'm always going to say this with love to you, big guy. The problem is you ain't got no motherfucking game. Because if you are looking at women digging you and that's all you got to say for yourself, then get the fuck out the game and learn game, sir. Because you ain't peaking. I don't. You know what's amazing to me with y'all guys? Y'all don't have game. You don't have a standard. You don't have a mouthpiece. You don't have any laws, rules, or codes. You don't live by anything. And yet, you think you're peaking? You're not peaking. Let me tell you when a man peaks. A man peaks, young man, when he knows his detective, his studio, his film room, his guide, his board of directors, his warrior, his mental gym, his imaginary, his culinary school, his library, his senate, his scribe, his amusement park, his marketing team, his drug lab. That's when he peaks. You're not peaking. You're going the wrong way. Just because a woman is, God damn it, dog, I welcome you here. You really need some help, so don't you leave. Do not leave, because you need a lot of fucking help, and I say that with love. What is the main concept to stay on? What do you mean? What is the main concept to stay on when talking to a woman? You're not talking to any women. You're talking at women. Wait, time out. You're not talking to any women. What do you mean talking to women? You're not talking to any women, Z. You ain't talking to women because you don't even know yourself to even talk to yourself. See, here's your problem, Z21. Your problem is, like I keep showing you guys, is that the communication you have should not be with the woman first. But you communicate with the woman first. And that's why you fail, my brother. And I say that with love. Question. So if a female tells you that she's coming, that you're coming on too strong, you just fall back and stop pushing. No, wait, no. As I said before, W, you ain't paying attention. A woman is going to feel like you're coming on strong, but you got to correct the statement by either elevating her or educating her to let her know that this is not coming on strong. I didn't say I want you to come over and sleep with me. I'm not trying to get you to my crib or anything like that. That's coming on strong. I'm just a man that knows what he's wanting, and you're not used to someone being straight up honest with you. You're used to guys beating around the bush. You're used to guys walking on eggshells. You're used to guys being your friend first, and I don't have time for that because I don't waste my time, okay? You don't ever fall the fuck back. Never allow a woman to make you fall back. You don't ever fall back with a woman, because then you're playing a weak position. Shout out to my dog, Tony Bruno. Much love to you, Tony. Shout out to you, man. Great man right there. Is chasing anything feminine behavior? If it's not you, oh, I'm sorry, I'm putting the number up. If it's not you, the only thing you should be chasing is you. Chasing your name. Chasing your detective. Chasing your blueprint. Chasing your blacksmith. Chasing your marketing team. Chasing your mental gym and the weights that you want to put in the gym to lift, to get mental toughness. That's the shit you should be chasing. You should not be chasing a woman, but if you're chasing anything outside of you, yes, weak, soft, weak and soft. Next question, sir. Q Dog says, why does my ex keep checking up on after I keep pushing her off? Well, because you allow your ex to check up on you, and somehow I don't think it's the right thing. I think you're checking up on your ex, because here's my question. Why do you give a fuck? Why do you care? She's your ex. Guys, when you see, here's the beautiful thing about being a man, and when you let a woman go and you send her on her way and you give her her fucking papers, you're done. Because that's how they do you guys. When they're done with you, they're done. But when they're done with us, they're just taking a break and taking some time off to try to get that mental focus back to just go back in there and get crushed again. You're worrying about your ex. Why? Why do you care? And why don't you tell her fucking ass, if this is true, to leave you the fuck alone? Something is wrong with you guys. Come on, Q Dog. You got to be better, brother. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I got you, Tyler, on your stuff. I got you, Tyler. Question, setting up a date is expressing where I like to go and why I like the place. What do you mean? No. I set up the opportunity for her to accompany me where I'm going. Because wherever I'm going, there will be women either there or in the surrounding area. So if she doesn't go, I will go by myself. I will sit my cake ass down on the corner of your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air, and I will have me a nice bowl of ice cream. And then I will go out and bite someone's neck and take them up the tree. If I was at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, I would have bring me a nice loaf of bread to throw at the swans and the ducks and wait for a sexy woman to either jog by, walk by, or whatever by she's doing before I put my bed in. I will have not only drink, but I will go to the corner of your face of the pillow and your ass up in the air and give me a little nice little bit of cocoa, a little bit of cocoa. And I will sip on that little cocoa and just say, damn, it's so good to be me. It's great being me. And, hey, I will sip that cocoa. And look, I will put my bitch-ass pinky up as I'm having a sip. No marshmallows for me. Straight cocoa. And then what I would do is I'd take my little cocoa ass out there and bite someone's neck and take them up the tree. So, no, I'm not talking. I'm going to where I'd like to go. And if she wants to accompany your boy, she can accompany your boy. That's what the game is about. You joining me. You getting excited to me. Jay, no, that's the real Tony, bro. That Tony, that's my dog, man. Let's see. Jay says, how do I talk to do the puss? Dog, what are you talking about? I don't understand what you mean. I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying, dog. You've got to speak in King's English, okay? King's English. Gentlemen, we're going to be talking about some stuff today. We got to break down some things. We got to break down game for you guys to give y'all understanding of what I'm trying to break down to you guys. And there's two things that a man has got to understand in the game when he's talking, all right? See, most guys don't understand that when I'm talking to a woman, I am not talking to her to show her why I need to get on her team. I'm showing her that if she is lucky enough to hang around long enough, I didn't stutter. I'm going to say that shit again. You got to bleed it, I swear. If she's lucky enough to hang around enough to keep my attention, then she will be able to begin the process of seeing a different perspective of what a man actually is. Passion, confidence, and all that other stuff. See, gentlemen, you guys think just because she gets my curiosity, she gets a golden ticket. You think just because she gets my curiosity that automatically I'm just going to give her a golden ticket, my number, and say, hey, you can come on in my Willy Wonka motherfucking factory. No, gentlemen. Just because she looks good doesn't mean she is good. And she's got to show me and prove to me. Prove to me. Okay? Prove to me that she is worthy of my golden ticket. So I'm basically inviting her, yes, where you're going. Absolutely, sir. Bill asked the question, what is your take on staying the night at a woman's house? Well, I have no problem with that. Guys, remember I told you when I used to ride two buses to go to work, I had no problem having my sex kit with me and other pair of clothing with me. I have no problem doing that because the way I train women, and I want to walk y'all through this. See, y'all guys, I don't know why y'all hate yourselves so much. Why do y'all guys just sleep over a woman's house? What does that do? No, if I'm going to sleep over your house, I want to wake up to the smell of bacon. Wait, I hear the crackling noise of bacon. I want to hear the eggs scrambling. I want to hear the noise of you putting some fucking your wrist into making that fresh squeeze orange juice. Or as I train you to make me a nice, shall I say, French toast. Not a croissant, but it can be French toast, side of eggs and bacon. But y'all guys sleep over their houses just to sleep over. Don't do that. You must train them. You must train them. And if they are lucky enough to have me spend a night, well, you got one shot at this. Because you're not going to bring me any cereal. You got to get your ass up a little bit early and fix me breakfast before I go to work. Because if you don't fix me breakfast, I'm not going to ever sleep over your house again. And if you ask me why I don't, it's because What am I doing here? I'm not here to fuck you. I'm here for you to serve me. And guys, I know this shit sounds crazy. And I know y'all think it's some arrogant shit, but fuck no. If I am gracing you with my dick, my mind, my imagination, my fucking fingers and my goddamn tongue, ooh, and the dick, you better get your ass up and make me breakfast. But I've got higher demands because I have a higher respect for myself. So, yes, Bill, it's no problem staying over a house, but why are you staying over there? If you're just over there just to go over there, then you're wasting your time. I want her to roll her ass out of bed and get in that thing called a kitchen and start scrambling some motherfucking eggs, put some toast in there. I would rather go grape, Welch's grape. And it's not because I'm black. It's because I think I like Welch's grape better than strawberry. Eric code 772. Let me bring him in real quick. I'm going to answer your questions in 1 second. Let me bring in 772. Hopefully you can hear me. 772, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, 772. I can hear you. What's going on?
Okay, sir. How can I help you? What's up, brother?
Yeah, my question is, how do I get over a breakup?
What are you talking about? Congratulations on your breakup. I think that's awesome. Great. Who did you break up with her or did she dump you?
No, she dumped me.
Oh, well, shit. Okay, well, All right, let's unpack this. Now, are you ready to unpack this and learn the truth, or do you want me to lie to you and just be like those red pill liars and blame the woman
straight.
For everything?
Just give it to me straight.
All right, I'm gonna give it to you straight. All right, I'm gonna give it to you straight. From the first moment you met this woman, you were never a man to her. You never knew how to talk to the pussy. You never knew how to talk to her mind. You didn't know how to fuck. You didn't know how to eat pussy. You didn't know how to kiss her. You didn't know how to have a standard. You didn't know how to check her bad behavior. You didn't know how to tell her that, you know what, you should be servicing my fucking ass versus me running behind you. So what you kept doing, and excuse me, why did she break up with you, big dog? What was the reason she broke up with you?
What she said was that she has a lot of stuff going on, so she wants to, like,
No, I got that.
Okay.
She doesn't have a lot of stuff going on. She finally found a dick that had more control than you did. That was attached to a motherfucker that controlled himself. That was able to tell her, fuck you. If you don't like it, take your ass out the door. How can you talk to me that way? See, your problem was you were always running behind her. I can hear in your voice. You were always running behind her. Every time she was disrespect. Tell me about your first fight you had. What was your first fight that you had?
First fight we had was I picked her up from work, and she, after I picked her up from work, you know, she just got off work, so she kind of had like an attitude, and she was kind of being rude and, you know what I mean, disrespectful.
Oh, right? Wait. Hey, you know, let me turn the music down. I want you to hear this noise. Wait, let me show you the best noise. Hold on, what does it sound like? What is this noise right here? Wait, let me find the noise. Hold on, let me turn this shit off. Hey, what is this noise? You ready? Yeah. Right, listen. All
right.
What is that
noise? Sound like a blinker in a car.
You're goddamn right. Because I would have been like this, and I would have hit that motherfucker to the right. And I would have switched my left hand, and I would have did a nice little roll this way, rolling back that way. Put my shit in park, I don't want her to get out of the car while it's rolling. And I would tell her to get the fuck out of my car. But you didn't do that.
I fucked up by like being too nice type shit.
Yes, you were being too nice. You allowed her to walk all over you. Allowed her to disrespect you. What's that? You got to talk up. What'd you say?
No, I was saying, I thought since that's my girl, like, there's a lot of shit I got to tolerate.
Wait. It's your girl? Nah, that ain't your woman or your wife. It's just a chick.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You got to get the fuck up out of my car. How dare you? It's like, do you know who the fuck I am? You know, wait, you having a bad day? Oh, no, oh, no, we're going to rectify this. You get your ass out my car. Now, I will take my finger and dust it off a little bit. And I will, oh, shit, I dropped my baby. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry I dropped my baby. Anyway, I take my finger and I let the window down and I look out there. I'm going to say, listen, let's have a little discussion. Uh-huh. Do I look like a bitch to you? Well, you know, what do I look like a bitch to you? Then why are you treating me like one? And listen, you can have an attitude around your girlfriends. You can have an attitude around your coworkers. Fuck, you can even have an attitude around your parents. But the next time you pump enough blood out of your fucking heart to go through your fucking muscles to form an attitude around me, we're done. Do you understand me? And even though she'll be mad, that's going to turn her on. See, women like when men chill. We call that chin checking. You check her ass at the door. You never let her, and 2-4, I got you next, but you never let a woman get away with disrespect. I wish you would. Oh, shit. Yeah, but which, hey. When did this happen? What month did this happen in?
Like, when did she break up with me?
No. When did y'all get in your argument? When did this happen? What month?
That was probably like a month ago. That was the first fight, though.
A month ago. Yeah. And you only been with her for a month and you're heartbroken?
No, I've been with her for 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
You've been with her for 3 months and you finally, your first argument was 2 months ago or a month ago? Wait, you broke up a month ago.
Yeah.
You broke up a month ago.
No, we broke.
You were with her for two months, so this is the fourth month.
Like yesterday.
Oh, okay. She broke up with you. But this is what I'm saying. Yeah. Guys, see, when you are a motherfucking man, my brother, You love it when they break up with you.
The thought of another nigga touching her, how I touched her.
No. See, there's where you, hey, that's why you weren't fucking the right. Okay. You ever see The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
You remember the house when it fell on the witch and shit and her toes curled up and shit? That's how you should have her in her mind. Where, listen, they may want to break up with you, but she should be worried or be jealous of all the other women that are going to experience you. That's where the problem came at. Because you wasn't laying that pipe in her head down right as a man, now you're upset that she's going to do all that nasty shit to somebody else. Hey, you know what?
Sure, yeah.
It's like that. It's like that. You know what I mean? It's like that. And I don't want you to get upset. You just got to understand that, listen, this is going to be a lesson for you to realize you cannot be a pushover or a doormat to a woman. If she has a problem, the problem is hers. But see, the problem was you weren't fucking her would have been pulling that car over and telling her, get the fuck out, and telling her, don't you ever talk to me like that again. That was, but boy, you would have had her knees to her motherfucking shoulders, destroying that pussy in her mind. But what did you do?
Why are you having a bad day?
Right. I didn't say anything. That's the problem. You should have said. Listen. See, the thing is that, I kind of talked about this being a dildo. See, when you're like a dildo to a woman and they have bad days, this is when you need to come fuck the bad day out of me. Oh, I had such a bad day. Can you come over and fuck me? My cat kittles, my wine, and my dildo is not enough. I'm just stressing. I just need a hard, stiff dick inside of me. Can you come over and fuck me now? That's how it should have been. But if that was your girl, you just say, you know what?
Yeah.
Get your ass in this car. Let me fuck your shit. Let's go. Let's get back to the house so I can fuck your bad day out of you. You ain't gonna do no bad day shit with me.
So then, what should I get back for me to like do things for her? If that makes sense, like. Like, what should it take?
No, you must burn the ship. You must burn the ship. You must burn the ship. And what I mean, hold on, stay there, 240. What I mean by burning the ship, big dog, you can't go back. Don't go back.
She said that she wants to get back together in the future when I guess her mental is more better.
All right, wait. Uncle Dean has got you. Let me know. Do you want to do this like a man? Do you want it? Do you want to solve this right now? I got you. I got the answer right in my head right now. Do you want to solve it? Are you sure? Do you want to solve it?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to call her and I'm going to tell you what to say. You ready?
I can't call her. Her phone is off. She doesn't have a home.
I don't want to hear that fucking, I'm about to hang up on you. Don't give me that shit.
Her phone.
I'm telling you right now, we can solve this shit right now. You can solve this shit right now. You can solve it right now. You call her, I'll tell you what to say, and you just say it. I promise you, You ain't right. I told. See, y'all don't want to be men. Y'all don't want to be men. Why would you lie to Unc? I want to help you. Why would you tell me a phone ain't working? Just say I'm too chicken shit to be a man. Just say that.
No, her. I mean,
I'm not mad at you.
I'm scared, but her phone is off. But yeah, I'm scared.
I don't know, man. Come on, man. No, man. See, that's what I'm saying, man.
I'm being honest.
You should call her. See, if you were a man, you'd call and tell her, you know what, listen, I appreciate the time we spent together. I wish you the best of luck. But when you want some more of this motherfucking dick, call me. When you want to taste my nut, call me. When you want my ball sack over your fucking forehead, you call me. Other than that, take care. I'm not here to mess up. You're like, if you want to find yourself, go find yourself. But when you want some Gary Rick, call me.
Wouldn't that still be me going?
Well, she's gonna get right. Listen, caller. She gonna get mad. She gonna get upset. But then after a while, she'll be thinking, she'll be like this. Hello, is it me y'all looking for? I want a little dick. And I want your balls too. Baby, I'm so lonely. And I can't live without you. That's what I'm saying, dog. But see, you don't want to be that man. You don't want to be that man. See, you think what I'm telling you is a bad thing. I'm telling you, go do your thing. When you want to fuck, let me know. Go and do your thing. When you want some dick, let me know. But do not call me to talk. Sure. And hold on, 2-4, I got you next. What's up?
All right, so, like, when you're messing with a girl, what should be the requirement for you to, like, I guess, be okay with doing shit for her? Because I feel like I gave her a lot of,
No. I am. Wait. Call her.
Yeah.
I am doing something for her. Wait a second. I think you got this
all
wrong.
No, I mean, like, for her doing something for me, because I gave her a lot of...
Wait. I'm explaining it to you, dog. Wait. I am doing something for her. She gets to spend time with me. Wait. Y'all think I'm kidding. Wait. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Out of all the women I could be fucking right now, out of all the women that could be on my dick right now, I'm spending time with you. So I'm doing something for you. What do you mean?
Yeah, but
you get to spend time with me. I'm sorry?
No, I mean she's not doing nothing for me. I mean, like, what should a girl do where you're like, okay, I'll start taking her serious. Like, I'm willing to do shit.
You got a piece of paper? You got a piece of paper?
Yeah.
All right, you got it? Okay, get a piece of paper out and ball it up.
Okay.
You got it balled up? Ball it all up in the ball, paper
yeah.
ball. All right, ready?
Ball into
throw
a paper
that bitch
ball.
In front of you. Yeah, throw it, make it into
okay.
paper ball, and throw
okay.
that, and toss it right in front of you.
Toss it right, okay.
There you have it. And if she doesn't pick that fucking paper ball up, then she doesn't reward anything. That's what I'm saying. You can do that with a piece of
wow.
clothing. You can do that with a pet. You just throw something kind of near her and see if she picks that shit up. Because if they really want the dick, they'll pick that shit up.
Mm. Okay. Because the reason why I asked that is because I heard you say before that for you to give a girl, like, your mental space, like, she should be doing something in return.
Yeah. Well, wait, how long you been with this woman for?
3 months.
Has she cooked anything for you?
No.
Oh, goddamn. I'm sorry. Wow. Well, your problem is, why didn't you take her on a field trip to the grocery store? Why do y'all settle for just a piece of ass? Do you
yeah,
know the guy that she's probably fucking
I'll...
right now is putting her to work? You
yeah.
gotta... Guys, we got to go on a field trip. Hold on. Wait, look. All right, look. Hey. Get your little backpack and everything. Come on. We're going on a field trip. And then we get to the grocery. You're going to be like, oh, my God, where are you taking me? Oh, I'm going to take you to a special place. Come on. Wait, this is the grocery store. I know. Come on. Come on. It's a grocery store. Because I need you to know how to keep. If you want to keep me around, then let's go shopping. I don't know why y'all guys think that y'all got to cater to women. I'm telling you, when you're this fucking arrogant,
I don't
do anything.
To do in a relationship.
Wait. What, not let her cook for you?
No, cater to her.
Wait. What do you mean, how am I catering to her when she's going grocery shopping for me?
No, I'm saying, like, in general. Like, I thought when you're in a relationship with a girl, you got to, like, cater to her, deal with her problems and shit.
Oh, no, yeah, wait. I told you, call her. Call her. She gets to spend time with me. Period. You see, okay, this is what you want to say. When she spends time with me, I make her feel sexy. I make her lose time.
Yeah.
I make her smile. I make her blush. I make her do all these things. So it's spending time with me. It's spending time to me to a point where she says, oh, my God, I'm in love with you. Oh, my God, I want a relationship with you. Oh, my God, why can't you be with blah, blah, blah. Whatever, but I'm saying, you guys think that you got to spend an I do. See, y'all guys, see, from the I do, well, let's go out to eat. Well, let's go shopping. Let me buy you something. That's that I do shit. When you're from the I am, they will fall in love with my motherfucking mind. And they will get this dick when they deserve it. See, you gave the dick first. You pushed the dick and just threw it right on the marketplace. She didn't do anything to deserve the dick. See that?
Yeah,
you got to have dick discipline where you give her dick last.
Yeah, because
you must
like
be worth my time. I'm sorry?
I fucked her probably like the first week I was talking to her.
Well, it's not that you fucked her. It's just that you didn't break her. You didn't break her. Where'd you fuck her? Did you fuck at your place?
Yeah.
Where was the lost and found box in your front door, inside your house?
The what?
Lost and found box.
I don't have one of those.
What? Oh my God! What? I don't understand. I'm lost. How else are you gonna break a woman's spirit? And if you don't have your lost and found box, you know what a lost and found box is? Why it breaks your spirit? Okay. Well, a lost and found box is when a woman comes over to your fucking place and she tries to be real sneaky and shit and leaves an earring, perfume, lipstick, chains, bras, panties, or stockings, right? So when they do that, which is cool, you collect all that shit up and you dump it in the lost and found box. So when she comes over, she's going to realize that you are a ladies' man and, oh, my God. Hey, here's the rule. You can have one thing. You have one thing out of the box.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, if you leave anything in my house, the next woman gets to dig in that box. That's a breaker right there. That breaks her spirit. That breaks her spirit because they never had anybody. I'm the only guy teaching you this shit. Nobody on YouTube is teaching you shit.
Yeah.
Think about this.
For sure.
She's walking in the door and she sees a lost and found box. It's going to, what the fuck is that? That's nothing, man. It's just, man, you know what? Can I ask you a question? Why is it when you women come over and after we get done fucking, why do y'all just leave shit around for the next woman? That's so disrespectful. But you know what? I figured it out. So instead of you running and finding something and getting all upset, I'd rather you see it when you walk through the door to realize you're not the only one. I don't need you. That breaks their spirit. Because they realize this motherfucker's getting pussy, so I need to act right because he doesn't need me.
I mean, But I mean, she knew I had other girls. Her coworker wanted me. But
but you didn't have your loss of foul. But break number two. I'm gonna show you. Let me show you break number two. Break number two.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
How long did you fuck for? How long did you fuck for?
Like when I was fucking her.
All right, you're fucking about 30 minutes. And where'd you nut? In the rubber, back, face, where'd you nut at?
On her back.
Oh, man, you know what? There you go. Wrong number two. Break spirit number two. You never come the first time.
Oh.
You see, she thinks her pussy
never heard
is
that.
The butt. She thinks her pussy is so great that she can throw it on you and you No. See back in the 90s, late 90s, I used to have a show called the Pussy Whip Show. I used to tell you guys to go to Chinatown and get this thing called Indian God Lotion. Okay? Indian God Lotion, but they got other things now, to stop you ejaculating. But Indian God Lotion was this bottle that you spray on your dick. Two sprays, you're like, one spray is like you fuck for a damn 45 minutes. Two sprays, you ain't nothing at all, okay? So what I would tell my guys to do is go and spray that Indian God Lotion on that day, that morning, let that shit soak into the blood and everything. And when you're fucking her, you'll beat that pussy up. When she's like, what? She said, are you going to come? No, baby, I'm good. Let's keep going. Can I get some water? Are you gonna come yet? Nah, man, we good. Come on. Okay. And then you're like, what's wrong? Am I not sexy enough for you? What's wrong with me? Why? Usually guys come after 2 minutes and you've been fucking me for about an hour and you're beating this pussy up. God, I gotta soak this pussy in the bathtub. Oh my God, this pussy's so fucking sore. But why? Why aren't you coming yet? And you're like, oh, baby, it's all good. Let's finish. Where, you know, like the movies where she's scratching the throat. You know, she's trying to crawl. No, bring your ass back over here and let me tear that motherfucking monkey meat up. And then you're done. That's why you always have your bottle of water right next to the bed so she can get her to replenish her nutrients. So when I was teaching my clients stuff, I had the Indian God Lotion too, man. Because I would break their fucking spirit. Okay, think about this.
Okay, but you said...
You see a lost and found... Wait, listen to me, caller. You see a lost and found box. Then we get to fucking... I don't come. Oh, my God. What's wrong with my pussy? What's wrong with me? How is it? Why isn't he coming? Oh, my God. And her insecurities and self, all that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And no, they got other premature. It's just, look, guys, back it was Indian God Lotion, but all you got to do is find premature ejaculation things that prevent you from coming. They got Promethazine spray and stuff like that. They got all kind of stuff. But what I'm saying is that that's what throws them off. Hold on, 24, I got you, brother. Stay still. But that's what throws them off because they think their pussy is so great because they've been throwing on guys, and all these guys are just nutting and nutting fast and nutting and nutting. What happens when you don't come? What happens when she realizes I can't make him come? Oh, they'll start crying. You'll break them. It's two breaks. But I'm not breaking them as a mean thing. I'm breaking their spirit to let them know why me. Because when she's soaking her ass in the bathtub, who do you think she's calling? Hello, girl. Hey. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, wait, let me move my ass over a little bit. What's wrong, girl? What's wrong? Oh, my God. Girl, let me tell you. I'm still trying to breathe. Let me catch my breath. Oh, my God. Girl, you know the fuck I'm in right now? I'm in the bathtub. I'm soaking my pussy. My God, he beat the shit up. Oh, my God, this fucking asshole. What's wrong? Wait, don't cry. No, wait a second. I'm not trying to cry. But you won't believe this asshole. I got to his place, and you won't believe what he had. What, girl? What did he have? What did he have, girl? This motherfucker had a Lawson. Girl, what is that? Girl, he's been sleeping sleeping with other women, and he's been fucking them. And girl, I get it now. Oh my God, I get it now. Oh my God. What? Wait, no, girl, what's wrong? What's wrong, girl? Hold on. I gotta move a little bit over. Hold on. Oh, I'm in the tub right now. Because you remember we used to do those Kegels? You remember that website? It told us to put that rock in our pussy just to make our pussy a little bit tighter to work our pussy balls off. I was playing with my pussy whistle. I put my pussy on it so hard, girl. I fucking tried to fuck the shadow, girl. And he didn't come. What? He didn't come. Well, how long were you fucking him for? And tapped out after an hour and a half. I just couldn't take it no more, girl. I couldn't take it no more. And the worst part about it is, I think I'm in love. See what I'm saying right there? That's how you break it, the spirit. You break them. They're all fucked up. She's in the bathtub just like, oh, just a little bit. Oh, my God. And when she's walking at work, she's like, girl, get it together. Act like nothing's wrong. Oh, walk normal. Okay. They don't know that you're in fucking pain because he beat that pussy up. But why didn't he come? What's wrong with me? Why am I not good enough for him? And that's what I'm saying, brother. You got to break him. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, all right. So you said that I gotta make her know that I can get other girls. But what if you know that she could get other guys?
So who gives a fuck? As I told you before, when you are the star, the sun, and the moon, you want her to have other guys. See, this is what you understand. You want her to have other guys. And the reason why you want to have other guys is because that's what's going to make her come back to you. All those guys don't have a lost and found box. Those guys don't have the shower lights. Let me show you how I'm talking for all you new guys out there, showing y'all this new kind of game over here. But all the guys out there, they don't have the artwork on your wall of the nude paintings. They don't have shower lights that change color in the shower. They don't have wine above their bed. They don't. They cannot take a roll of fucking Grand Cinnamon Rolls and create a dish to show why you should be fucking me, or have the croissants for her French toast croissant anymore. They don't have that. So, of course, I want her to go with the other guys because that's what's going to make her come back. Okay, think about this. If she's getting the Percocet, the fentanyl of me, and she goes to a vape pen, who the fuck do you think she's coming back to?
This fentanyl for sure.
There you go. And that's why you want to push her towards the guys. See, your problem is you were trying to hold her back from the guys. You were trying to protect her from the guys. Don't protect her.
Yeah.
Let her. Once you learn game, this is what we tell you. We try to get rid of women. We try to get rid of them.
Yeah.
We try to get rid of them. But you're trying to keep her chained and locked down because of your insecurities.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, no,
so I gotta keep going on with the show. But any other thing? What's up?
No, I appreciate it, Steve. I just want to say, you're doing some good shit over here, man, because a lot of this stuff I never heard. So, in my community,
I know, but
this
is the game we always show
smoking.
You. And look. And listen, the shocking thing that you got to do, and I know this sounds crazy, you let it, when you see her, hey girl, come on, give me a hug real quick. God damn, I love you, my aunt. Anyway, listen, I just want to let you know that, hey, I really enjoyed the time that we spent together. Hey, listen, you go out there and do what you need to do. You enjoy yourself, but please just be careful, take care of yourself. And by the way, the next time you want to suck my dick and fuck me, just hit me back. I got you, girl. Hey, listen, you can come fuck me whenever you want to and go about your way, okay? All right, you take care, baby. La-da-da-da-da. Fuck the fuck off. Got to do it. I know it sounds crazy, But I'd rather you do that than sit around like, were you with Chad? No, I'm going to use one of the guys in the fucking room. Who? I saw you talking to Hagen. Are you fucking Hagen right now? Is Hagen fucking you better than me? Is his dick bigger than mine and all that silly shit y'all motherfuckers do?
Yeah.
Nah. No. You wish her well. Hey, it's called leaving a candle in the window. All I'm doing is leaving a candle in the window so when you're ready to come back to this dick, you can find your way back home. Other than that, take care. But here lies your problem. Because you didn't fuck her right, it's going to be a kind of a tougher battle, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll throw you back in. I got to get to you with the show, brother. But good luck to you, okay, brother?
If you need it,
you call in the show, and I'll punch you in your chest, okay? But you got to do this, okay?
I appreciate it,
man. Next time you see her, you tell her, that you got good luck. Now listen. I'm not saying you're gonna cry and you're hurting.
Yeah.
If you gotta cry, I'm not saying you won't.
Yeah.
I'm saying go to some fucking way out to the fucking farmlands and shit where there's barns and shit and cows. Cry your fucking bitch ass, wipe your fucking tears, and go back to life.
All right.
You get that shit out somewhere else, but you don't do it in your kingdom. Okay?
All right,
we'll throw you back in, brother. Thanks for the call. Guys, you got questions? I got y'all questions. Guys, you want to call in? We got a lot to talk about. Let me get back to this. Another question right here. Well, getting girls always require work. Wait. Who said, wait. Here's the thing that I don't understand about you guys. How is it work when all this is fun? There's nothing. Oh, wait, my phone. I'm sorry. My damn TV. There's nothing fun like, I put the baseball game. I don't like baseball. I'll put that shit on. There's nothing like, gentlemen, when they're caking over you or the thrill of the hunt as a man. It's not work. It you guys should enjoy learning about your scribe. You should enjoy working on your marketing team. That is, guys. This is better than sex. There's nothing like working on you and building you up. There's nothing like it in the world. There's nothing like it in the world. So if you think it's work, this isn't for you, dog. This isn't for you. Okay. You said I like, just send me an email. We'll see. Well, and not now, because I'm working on the second book right now. And here's the problem. This thing is like over 600 and how many pages of shit. All right. So, look, I want to show you. I don't want you to believe it, but look. Holy shit. Zoom in. 676 pages, buddy. So... I don't think I got time to talk on that, but maybe after I do the second book, because we're working on that right now. So maybe once I do the second one, okay? Anyway, next one. How should I see the game after showing weakness and embarrassment? You can't. The library's role is to store information, just like you store. Think about you storing your numbers. All right, think about your storage of your numbers, all right, numerics and numbers and stuff. You have a storage for your numbers. You've got a room for addition. There's a room for subtraction. There's a room for division. There's a room for multiplication. And if you've gone that far, there's a room for decimals and fractions. They're different rooms. So when you are learning you are storing information in the specific room to access that information when you need it. That's what the library's role is. Book's not out yet. So the reason we've already passed out. We already passed out the limited to my student. My students, my top students. I went to all my students and I told them about this. And we're already out of those. We're out of those. So we gotta. Whenever that happens again, we'll have some more. I don't know when. Anyway, so the reason you win is because. When you experience, you carry shit on to the next level because your mindset is deeper. The reason why I win is because I'm a winner. The reason why I win is because I'm a winner. See, and let's talk about it. Let me explain why I win, okay? See, the thing about game and your mind, okay, is that my mind creates my reality. The average person allows the world to create your reality, okay? So because I create my reality of what I think, what I believe, is I think about me, I believe in me, I influence me, and everything I do is for me, or the woman, just joking, me. So what happens is that what I can do is I can create my own desires, intentions. Okay. I want y'all to think about, Walmart. I know this is going to sound fucking crazy, but that's the best way I can explain to you. Walmart. Okay. Hold on 1 second, martial arts. I'll answer that 1 second. I want to explain Walmart to you guys. Okay. Follow me on this. Walmart is a building that houses different sections. It's kind of like a one-stop shop for all your needs. See, before Walmart, if you wanted to go to the grocery store, you have to go to the grocery store. If you wanted to get some clothes, you had to go here to get some clothes. 2-4, I got you. 1 second, brother. I know I got you, 2-4. 1 second. If you wanted to get electronics, you had to go to an electronics store. If you wanted to get some auto stuff, you had to go to an auto store. If you wanted to get some furniture stuff, you had to go to a furniture store, right? So what I learned in my mind was to create and build a one-stop sexual playground in my mind. But hold on, let me get to 248 because I know you were waiting. Let me get to this young man, and I will finish. Give me a second, gentlemen. 248, I'm sorry, man, for the long wait, brother. What's your question? How can I help you, man?
What's up, Steve? Hey, man, I was just peeping the live stream from yesterday about the whole reinvention. So, shit. And that shit just, you know, hit off a whole bunch of shit in me. And, like,
yes,
two things, bro. What I want to know, one is,
yes,
like, you said something. Yes. You said something about as a man, you don't approach, you position yourself.
Yes, sir.
How do you do that? How do you go along doing that?
Okay. I want you to think of it like this. Everything I do is to show her why me. I do everything I do is for me, but to stand out amongst all the guys out there, okay? Example, I have wine above my bed, different color shower lights. I have an easel in the living room. I have a lost and found box out in the inside the room. And I have things that show why me, but also how I communicate. See, I teach my clients that how I learned was to communicate through land, sea, air, and space. Land is text messaging, sea voice messaging, air is video, and space is going live. Okay, so I'm already different from everybody else. But which makes me even more different is that I talk to women. But what makes me even more different than that different is because unlike everybody else, I don't put my dick on the table because I'm not trying to fuck her. I'm trying to show her why she should fuck me because I just don't want the sex. I want to conquer it all. So I want the sex. I want her to bring women in. I want her to cook for me. I want her to buy me flat screen TVs, tennis shoes, joysticks, watches, colognes, and all that. I want it all. I just don't want the pussy. Pussy's going to come automatically. So
gotcha.
I position myself to get an invite. Now, have you seen, I was taught this when I was young, like 9 years old in this. Okay, what is the rule of the vampire? He can't enter anywhere unless he's what? Unless he's what?
He's a bet.
No, he's got to get invited in. But see, okay. What you don't understand about the invite doesn't come from her pussy. The invite comes from her mind saying that, you know what, that this motherfucker right here is not judging me for the whore I'm about to become. He's not judging me for the slutty things that I'm about to do. Matter of fact, he's quite respectful. He allows me, he understands that I have values, whatever. I have morals, whatever. And I have a mental compass, which means that, you know, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ makes me feel like I should not have sex until I get married, whatever the fuck that they say to themselves. But when they say that, I'm not trying to change their minds by trying to get them over to my place. What I'm saying is that I understand where you're coming from. I understand that you have, and I'm going to show guys watching live while I'm talking to you. I understand that you as a woman have a mindset that you feel, and this is true, that you have beliefs, you have judgments, morals, values, and you don't trust me. And that's the truth. What I'm saying is if you meet a 23-year-old woman, whatever she had, whatever she was until the moment you met her, created her belief system. It created her reality. It created her perception. So if she was in the church or her parents told her to be a good girl and, you know, not fuck and suck and you got to take a guy out to dinner or he has to take you out to dinner and date you, and that's who she is when you meet her. But the problem is that the average guy is trying to change her by trying to force her to be what they want her to be. Come on, let's go to my house. Let's fuck. Let's fuck. Now, listen to me, caller. It's okay to want to fuck. I think that's great, but it should stop right there. See, with the reason why a woman who has all those things will fuck a guy like me versus fucking a guy like you who wants to just fuck is because through me, caller, I am doing behavior modification. I'm letting her know that I'm not going to judge you for who the fuck you are, but I'm also going to show her not the sexual benefits of me, the emotional benefits of me, where I'm going to connect to her mind. And then what happens is that you cannot flip her beliefs, but emotion plus behavior modification will override the beliefs to make her say, you know what, I normally don't do this, and start sucking your dick. I normally don't do this, but let's fuck. But see, I'm not forcing her to do it. I'm saying if you decide on doing it, that it will be our little dirty secret, and you can still go to church. You can still go to your charity organizations. You can still hand out the Girl Scout cookies and do everything that you did before, and you will not, and if I see you walking down the same neighborhood, the same street, I'm not even going to say anything because your secret is safe with me. You see what I'm saying, caller? See the difference right there?
Yes, I do.
But hold on, that's a comma.
I see it for sure.
That's not as it. But when you're with me, my amusement park, my sexual amusement park is going to fuck her head up. Because from the moment she walks in that door, she is going to experience different levels of me. But guess what, caller? It's not her experiencing me. She's going to see my thought process. What do you think is going to happen when I dim the lights, right? Because I'm setting the mood, okay? Think about that for a second, caller.
Mm-hmm.
I dim the lights to set the mood. So what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen where when she walks in past the loss of foul box, that she sees this on the wall? And I'm going to show you. You ever go to a museum gallery that's kind of dim lit, but they have those lights that kind of shine over the photo? You ever see that in a museum?
Yes, for sure, for sure.
Okay, well, I've got that. Well, that's what I'm saying. I've got that where it's going to draw her like a moth to a flame to go over there and look at one of my nude art pieces. to have her ask me, well, wow, this is different. What is it? Because it's not porn. It's not a poster, but it's art where I can walk up, and I'm showing the guys right now a naked woman with a light veil over her body. Okay. And as I get behind her and I hand her a wine, I am able to express and break down what this is and why I like it, because every painting I want to make sure it's from a female, because this is what the female is expressing in the photo, and this is why I got the photo, because in this photo it shows a woman that wants to let go and let herself go to be exactly what she wants to be, right? But the red veil that's over her body indicates that there are things that's going on or people that are holding her back from her true sexual self. And what I love about this is when I have a woman around me, I never want her to feel like that she cannot let her hair down around me. You see why I'm setting all that up, caller? Or
yeah,
if she
yeah,
walks in my kitchen
I
and
do.
She sees a photo or a painting right here where there's a naked body with flowers and food on it. Well, what does this indicate? Well, this is what I love. See, when I'm really in tune with a woman, it's nothing like using her body as a plate and let my tongue and my lips be my fork and my spoon and allow me to eat off her body to see if there's a difference in the taste of the food off her body versus the plate. You see what I'm saying? Or when she sees the wine above my bed, I've got two nude photos by that where she's saying that, well, what do these indicate? Well, this shows a woman in sexual freedom, letting go, just like opening the door and breathing in. Finally, I can finally be with somebody who is not judging me for the nasty shit we did last night, where I can go back to my regular life and do what I normally do, but I can hold on to this memory. Now, this is something you got to watch. Your homework assignment is watch Bridges of Madison County on Netflix, because this is the connection.
So what is it
because
called?
Bridges
what
of Madison County.
Called?
It's the Bridges of Madison County. Bridges of Madison County.
Okay.
I always tell you guys to watch that. Also, write this down, 1,000 words with Eddie Murphy. Make sure you write that down. That's also important, 1,000 words.
Okay.
And why do I say 1,000 words? Because I'm the only guy that teaches you this. Never waste words, never waste time, and never waste movements. So every word, every time, and every movement has got to be able to push her exactly where you want to go or lead her towards. Not get to that point, but lead her. So if she doesn't have any value, if she has values, morals, and all that other stuff, think about this. If I'm trying to fuck her and she's got those values, she's going to think that I think that she's a slut. You see what I'm saying? She thinks I'm a slut, right? That's what I'm saying. I don't want to make her feel like she's a slut. But also, right, well, I didn't show him this stuff, but another thing at the house, I keep telling y'all guys, and some of the guys that know, that listen to the show know that, guys, go to Amazon. Guys, all my guys out there, go to Amazon. And, guys, y'all got to get the diamond-shaped ice cubes. Y'all don't even know. No one tells you about that. What do you think it's going to look like when you give her something to drink and it's a diamond-shaped ice cube? It's going to fuck her head up, dog. There's so many things that I'm just showing y'all the game. Right. But you know, at the end of the day, brother, but at the end of the day, I'm showing her why you should be fucking with me. I'm not trying to fuck you because I'm the fucking star. I'm the sun. I'm the shit. I'm the bad motherfucker. Right?
Yeah.
And like I said before, sexoween, and I can always elevate sex with you no matter where you're at to show you that I'm that motherfucker to a point where, here's the best part about it, a point where she's going to want to cut you off. And that's what you want. Follow this.
I got you.
What happens when an alcoholic cuts himself off cold turkey from drinking? Or someone that's hooked on heroin or a drug cuts themselves off from drink or doing drugs. Try to go quote unquote cold turkey. Exactly. Which means they will come right back to the source that made them feel good. Because I'm not trying to connect on a physical, which is an I do. That's what the average guy is doing. He's trying to connect on a physical. I don't want the physical. I want it all. So I must connect on an I am to show her her core. something that no man has ever showed her before. Because in her mind, Colin, think about how deep this is. In her mind, she thinks that she actually has been in love before. She thinks, she really thinks that she's actually been in love before. And what she has felt was a strong two emotion, because it came from an average situation from an average guy. Which, follow this game on this one, caller. Why do you think they fall in love, but they're so quickly to let that motherfucker go and forget about him? Because the love is a high that seeps and drops, because it doesn't sustain itself. We are sustained because we are coming through a different door. If you're going through the one between her legs, she will forget about you. If you go through the one between her ears, she will always remember you, because you set the bar, because you are the bar. Meaning that if I don't know if you remember the Halloween, the Sex of Ween, but every guy that did Sex of Ween to his girl, she's fucked for the rest of her life. Every guy that does the Halloween game or shit on Valentine's Day that I teach you, they're fucked. Because no man will ever do what I am teaching you. And it doesn't matter how fucking far she thinks she goes. She's not going anywhere. You want to know why, caller?
Why?
What happens when you try to wiggle out of quicksand?
It's going to drown. It's going to keep going.
You sink in deeper. Right. I'm not doing that as a manipulative tactic. I'm just showing her why she should be fucking with me. I'm not trying to run behind her, kiss her ass, or beg her to be with me. I'm not taking her out. If I take her out, again, leg spread your ass cheeks. I'll spend a $99 loaf of bread and I can still get that pussy. I can go get her some ice cream. What is that, $3? A tea, $4. A glass of wine might be the most expensive thing, probably like $9, if that. That's it. That's all she gets. She doesn't get anything else. Because if she wants to go on a date, shit, go out with that sucker. Please go out with him. Matter of fact, if you go out with him too far, you ready for this? I'll help you find the outfit that you need to wear. Let's go through it. I just need to know if he's an ass man or a titty man. Then you'll be in your fucking panties, live with me, holding up shirt. Well, does this one help my titties? I don't know. Can you try that blue one over there? Let's try that blue one. Now, wait. Can you slide it down a little bit? We've got to show more clip. That's the one. You see what I'm saying? They're not used to that. And you know what happened is? You know how many times I've done that and they start crying? They call me crying. You want to know why? Why are you such a dick? Why would you push me to somebody? Wait a second. You called me telling me you were going out. I'm just helping you along. See, women want motherfuckers that are quick to dismiss them, to let them go. And I'm going to connect this to the show, guys. We got a long show to go. I got y'all. But I'm just trying to show to you, bro. I don't need you. All I need is the motherfucker in the mirror. I need my scribe. I need my marketing team. I need my culinary school, my drug life. I need those things. I don't need you. Because I know. Now, remember, now let me give you the reason why to all this. I can continue, but let me just say it to you real quick. You got to understand how the world is working, okay? A lot of guys don't understand how the world actually works, okay? The world that you and I live in, or this bubble, or whatever the fuck you want to call this place, has rules, okay? And it's one simple rule of the game. The rule of the game is simply this. The average guy is going to keep the woman imprisoned where she's going to be at an edge. That's why they leave guys. Cheat on guys and are not happy in relationships, because they are stuck in with that guy. They have insecurities with their body, their relationship, their age, and their weight. These are things that women go through. What happens is because the average guy is inexperienced, some are creepy and some are judgmental, they hold her back. You see what I'm saying? But I, in our kind, we liberate them by saying, I'm not here to judge your body. I'm going to make you feel good about your body. You will never feel insecure. You will feel secure around me. And I am not going to judge you for your age or your weight because this is why I'm with you anyway. Some guys like cellulite. Some don't. Just depending on what you like. But I'm pushing her past the edge to the unknown, the sexual unknown. And like I was telling all the guys before, so when she wants to go, move with a man, we're not moving because I'm that bitch-ass dumb guy that's just going to move her shit. She wants to christen the fucking house with my dick and us fucking in every goddamn room. She wants me to come over to put her picture up because she wants to know, can I actually put this picture up right while she's sucking my dick? She wants to have me over to talk to me about other guys. You want to know why? Because after we have that conversation about, well, you know what? I think I really want a relationship with that guy. He's a really good guy. He's sweet. He's kind. He's thoughtful and understanding. And after we get done talking, she's opening my fucking pants and fucking me. We could talk, but she's going to fuck me afterwards. You see, we play by different rules because we don't judge them. I know you're looking for a relationship. I'm just not that guy. You can lease me, you can rent me, but you can't have me. But you go find Mr. Right, and I'm here for you. Find that dick, and I'll help you find happiness. But here's the thing. I'm the happiness. See, I will show her that she's been looking at everything the wrong way because I'm going to show her things she never met before. That's why we do what we do. Does that make any sense, my brother?
It definitely does. I just got a couple more things before I get off this.
Yeah, sure. What you got, brother? What you got? What's up?
So
guys, I got your questions too. What's up?
Yeah, yeah. So the first thing is you said the because I had missed it. The movie was called The Bridges of what?
Madison County. The Bridges of Madison County.
Madison County. Okay. And second,
yes, and the reason why that's so the reason why that is so important is because this is the average woman's life, just a boring life, boring man, and everything is dull. Everything is just, hey, honey, how you doing? I'm just going to work today. And just, you know, you'll see it in the movie. And then
okay,
Clint Eastwood
second.
Comes in. Yeah, and then Clint Eastwood comes into town and gets that pussy in what, two? He's fucking her over the weekend, and she loses her goddamn mind. Losing her fucking shit. You'll see. But also, you'll see because Clint connected something that she's been missing with the average guy. He pushed her beyond average. So she got hooked on the experience, which then brought in the emotion. Another movie.
Gotcha.
A Thousand Words with Eddie Murphy.
He said A Thousand Words. I got that one.
Yeah, now, and that's going to show you the importance of what you say and don't waste words. And last one, have you seen Purple Rain?
No, I haven't.
All right, write that down. Watch Purple Rain.
Okay.
I would push you to 9.5 weeks, but you don't need to see that right now. Go to Purple Rain. Why?
Okay.
Because I'm showing you that when you a bad motherfucker, they will take their money and buy you shit. One of the greatest lessons I learned in that movie, the chick is named Avalon, right? So peep this. I'm just giving you a clip of the movie. It's old boy Prince, right? He sees old girl. They're at the mall. Okay? He takes her bracelet and shit, and he walks. Watch this. All he do is walks, and he looks at a guitar in the window. What do you think that bitch did with her first paycheck?
She bought the guitar.
She had to pay rent. Yeah, she instead of paying the rent, she bought him the fucking guitar. And people don't understand that. See, when you have game and you got it, watch when you go on Facebook or Instagram because women will secretly follow you. Post about a pair of shoes you like. Post about a cologne you like. Post about a watch or a bracelet or a chain you like. And I promise you, if they have your address, they will send that shit to you. Because they are rewarding you for the, I'm telling you, it's game and all that shit, dog. It's game and all that, okay?
Okay. And my last thing is, last weekend I went up to Hampton for their homecoming, and I had, you know, went at this woman, and I had got so drunk that I even forgot about her.
Stop, listen.
Yeah.
Always remember, young man, when you're in a game, stay the fuck off the alcohol and the fuck off the drugs. You must be laser focused on you. You cannot be fucking drunk. You got to be focused. Put the liquor down. If you're going to be an alcoholic, drink you. If you're going to be a crack addict, smoke you. Focus, young man, focus. But okay. I'm listening. So then what?
So I forgot about her, and I was scrolling through my phone today, and I was like, who is Siobhan? So I just texted her.
All right, come on, no, fuck that. You tell me, I'll tell you what to do now. You ready to do it? You ready to call her and tell her what's up? Come on,
yeah.
I got you. All right, let's go. Go to your laptop real quick. I'm going to tell you what to say to her, and you got to leave her a voice message, or you're going to tell her live on the air. But you don't need to tell me. I already know what to say in my head because I got game. And this is what different.
Okay.
No motherfucker on YouTube that is as smooth as my motherfucking ass. Ain't nobody. All these motherfuckers think they smooth. They can't do the shit I do here live and unscripted. So you ready? You ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Now you got to type this shit because I talk kind of fast. So I don't need you writing that shit like Fred Flintstone. Like, just type that shit, okay?
All right.
Hey Siobhan, how you doing? I just want to say, first off, I want to say, Siobhan, I need to apologize to you.
Okay.
I never want you to think that I was ignoring you. It was just that I was a little busy. But allow me to make it up to you.
Hold on.
Allow me to make it up to you. Come on, write that shit down. Come on.
I got it.
Come on, type. How am
I
going to type?
I got it.
Allow me to make it up to you.
Okay.
What was she wearing when you talked to her?
We was in an Airbnb, and I believe she just had on,
what was she wearing? I didn't say where you were. What was she wearing?
Like, just some, like, I remember, like, black leggings and maybe an army fatigue shirt.
All right. Hey, allow me to make it up to you. My only request is you have something similar to that outfit you had on that caught my eye.
Okay. Allow me to make it to you. Just my one request is to have you do that one more time. Say that one more time.
Allow me to make it up to you as long as you wear something similar to what you had on when I met you, because that caught my eye.
Okay.
No, he didn't make it about the woman. He was a very selfish motherfucker in the whole movie. If you watch the movie, he was selfish. Selfish, selfish, selfish. He didn't give a fuck about anybody but himself. Remember the puppet? All you need is me. Anyway, let me make it to as long as you wear something. Now, wait, how far are you from her?
I ain't going to lie. I don't even know.
God damn it. I'm from the DMV. Where are you at? She's in Hampton. So where are you at?
I'm in Maryland. I'm in.
Okay, I know you're in Maryland. Where? What city in Maryland?
I'm in Hyattsville.
Okay, so you're probably like 3 hours out. So what you're gonna say to her the next time I'm around Hampton or around your way, I'll make sure I give you an extra hug and a softer kiss.
Okay.
Now, you got it all down?
Hold on.
God damn it. This is why I tell you how to type, man. What the fuck?
I got it.
All right. So go ahead and call her right now. Go ahead and call her and tell her that right now. Let's go.
I got you.
Click over and call her. I'm going to be quiet. We're gonna hit. Now, if you don't do it in 20 seconds, I'm hanging up on you. I don't want to hear from you again. Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Call her right now. I got 20 seconds. You call her right now, merge the call, I'll be quiet. You got 20 seconds. Go.
I'm pulling it up. I'm pulling it up. Hold on.
All right, pull it up. All right, go.
I got it.
I'll be quiet. All right, I'm being quiet. 20 seconds, guys. We'll be back to the show. All right, fuck him. He hung up. All right, so anyway, guys, like I say, see, you know what I keep telling y'all, man? Y'all all say y'all want to be about the game. I give you game, and y'all too chicken shit to say what the fuck I tell you. And then y'all wonder why they don't want to fuck with you. Anyway, let me continue what I was saying that's important in this game that we got to break about. Got to break some shit down. See, gentlemen, what's important that... We got, guys, I know y'all have questions. I will answer some of y'all questions. I know y'all got some questions. Let me make sure I get all your questions. Let me get Marshall, then Sean real quick. So your scribe, your marketing team and all that is a knowledge of self. And where I learned about this through me, martial arts, I will teach you that because I'm the only one that teaches that. What are your thoughts on hanging a plasma TV on the wall that shows a slideshow of different art pieces? No, Sean, I think that is okay. Matter of fact, Sean, I would love, if you don't have a fireplace, I would say do a fireplace. But no, I think with a smart TV, and they got this stuff where you can show artwork on it. That's pretty fucking dope. Sean, I really like that. Sean, absolutely. I think that is a fucking great idea. Great fucking idea. All right, but let me continue what I was talking about for you guys out here with game and stuff, okay? Well, to learn about what I'm saying. See, the thing that y'all have to understand when it comes to women is that there is always a side of them that draws them to what it is I'm teaching you to become. See, women fantasize. That's why they are drawn into chick flicks, 50 Shades of Grey, romance novels, and things like that. They are always drawn in there because there is an emotional connection, gentlemen, okay? There is something that connects her to that world where she can see or dream of being that woman in the thought. Okay. All right, remember I told y'all about the 1D, 2D. We talked about 3D. We talked about a little bit about 4D and 5D. I won't get too deep in that type shit, but if you look at if you guys ever, because I have kids, so I know what a 4D is about. If you've ever been to a 4D movie, let me explain what that is. A 4D movie is a movie that you watch that brings in wind, rain, water, and all. It makes you feel like you're actually in the movie. Now, 3D enhances it visually. 4D makes you feel whatever's happening. So what we want to do is we want to push the realm beyond her thought, which is maybe a 4 or 5D, as in, okay, her watching the romance thing happening and her feeling some kind of a way towards that. Some will masturbate to that. That will be a fantasy. But what we do is we bring the fantasy to life. And that's where the creative process comes from. And when we're talking to her, if that makes any sense, gentlemen, because what y'all guys don't understand, okay, what the woman is always doing with her mind, okay, is that she's creating and building a mental world where, okay, when a woman fantasizes or a woman masturbates, she is what I would say between a 3D and a 4D, because what she's doing is she is so in tune with the thought that she has in her head. When she's rubbing herself, that will be the connection between thought and physical. So it'd be a, think about a physical and a mental coming together. It's a mental thought connected with a physical touch to bring in and create the masturbating thing that will make her come. But what is deeper is not the thought of the fantasy, but in the 4-5, or let's say 4D, is that she is actually experiencing the thought of what she, it goes beyond, guys, I hope I'm not getting too I hope I'm not getting too deep with y'all guys, but it is experiencing beyond the average thought that she's having. You see what I'm saying? It goes beyond. And as it goes beyond that thought, what happens is that, and even like, even a destroyer, even when he got her on the bike, he said, don't get my seat wet. And what did she do? She already showed him submission by kissing him, even though he made her fucking ass jump in the lake. But anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that, okay, I'm gonna flip everything from yesterday's conversation to tie in some stuff. When she can feel, okay, when she has a thought that connects to a feeling, that connects to the net. All right, when she has a thought that is connected to a fantasy, but then that fantasy becomes reality, it becomes a different perception reality, because it's a mind shift of a brand new truth. It's like a sexual, for all my drug aficionados, not that I judge you for doing drugs, but you should understand what I'm talking about, what I'm saying. See, when you are feeling a certain kind of way and you engulf or ingest or smoke or do whatever to a drug, I'm not here to judge you druggies, my drug aficionados. You understand that what you do, or that dopamine effect, is pushing you beyond a realm in which you were in first. If you were in, again, if you're in 2D or 3D, you're in your realm, and you take that drug, that in drug, because of the dopamine, it pushes you beyond another realm, a higher high, that shifts a different reality from where you're in. So if you're sad or whatever and you take this high, that's why they call it a high, because it shifts you from where you are into a different state in reality. You're still where you're at, but your mind will shift from your reality and your perception to a higher reality and a higher perception. So it's not that you're addicted to the drug itself. You become addicted to the place that you left, because as soon as you get to that realm, you then come down from that back to where you're at. I hope y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all see all my drug aficionados. No, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying. Y'all see what I'm talking about? When you take it, you move from okay, your perception of reality is here. But when you take that drug, it will shift that reality to something else, somewhere else, where you get that high. Okay? So this is very important, guys, because this is why I always talk about the drug of you. Okay? Because our high is not a high that goes away. Our high is an imprint. We imprint ourselves on her, okay? Which allows her to experience us in a whole different realm where she will put up with your shit. She'll put up with you being with other women. She'll put up with your fucked up ass attitude. She might be mad or angry, but she'll fucking come right back because you're imprinting. So, okay, what you're doing is, think about this. If she has been vaping, let's just give you this analogy. All her life, she has been with vape. She's been vaping. That's with a vape. She's with in a hookah lounge, just puffing away, getting a light buzz off the average guy. Now, if she moves a little bit higher from that buzz, let's say to maybe a mushroom or maybe an ecstasy pill, I'll give somebody a little credit, she will fall. That's what she'll feel is love, because the buzz is a little bit higher, but that's as far as she goes. But that's what she thinks love is, which is a higher form of a feeling versus what she actually feels, okay? But where we come along is, we are attaching experiences that she can feel just like it was happening right there. It the depth in what we are and who we are, and this is why we never change who they are. See, your problem is that you're trying to take her away from who she is, which then makes her feel that not only does she feel insecure, but you make her feel, you belittle her, because you're saying to her, who you are ain't shit right now. You ain't shit. That's what y'all guys don't realize y'all saying to these women. Yeah, as soon as you're trying to take her and you want to change her into a slut, a whore, or you're just trying to fuck her, you're saying to her, now, you were never good enough from the first moment I met you. You were just nothing but a whore and a slut and dirt under my shoe. You ain't shit. And that's when their detective and their warrior starts to flip the script around and makes you work for the pussy. Whereas we don't try to change them. That's why we withhold the dick, because we're not trying to change them. Because not only are we taking away the judgments, but we're trying to show her an experience that where she will make the decision. Gentlemen, there's two types of fucking y'all can do. You can beg for pussy and she just lay on her back and she's a corpse. Or you can motherfucking have her want to fuck you, which is fucking deep. Wait a second, I missed this one. Her perception, or your perception, and both of y'all's perception right now is your reality, which is actually your truth, but it's not the truth. It is based off of your life and what you felt about yourself. You create what you are because, like I told you guys before, you've created fear, you've created rejection, you've created all these fucking words. And you've attached an emotion to those things that you actually think you are it's like Santa Claus. I know they all think it's crazy, but it's like you believe in Santa Claus right now. You conjure up this old motherfucking man coming down the chimney every December 25th. And you think that motherfucker's real. You think that motherfucker lives in the North Pole. And you think you write him a fucking letter right now to show him if you're naughty or nice. That's how fucking crazy your reality is. You actually think that there's a Santa Claus. And I know that sounds crazy, but it what's so crazy in that, then you're thinking about fear and rejection. It's the same fucking thing. They're not there. You create it. It's not there. And that's why y'all fuck up. Women, on the other hand, it's okay because they are emotionally driven. They're driven by their emotions. Thank you, Russ. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. They are tied into gentlemen with their emotions, okay? But what I am doing is that the reason I'm not trying to change her, I'm showing her that she can keep her morals and still align her being a slut and a whore at the same fucking time. Meaning that she can, it's like a Clark Kent. She can be Clark Kent or Miss Kent, whatever the fuck. Meaning that when y'all see her, she's got an attitude. She can look professional. She can have a serious look on her face, and she can be that one that's saying, I'm a good girl, and I got virtues, and I got morals, and I am perfect, and I've got value and all that bullshit. But that's the same woman that's doing like this and texting me, I want that dick. Oh, I miss sucking your dick and your balls, and I like being nasty around you. Oh, you make me feel so dirty and stuff. Because I'm allowing her through me to be able to be the good girl in front of all you motherfuckers. But behind closed doors, I can show her that she can be whatever she wants to be. But then there's an extra to this. I'm showing her something that she's never realized before, that she actually can govern her life the right way. She can be the good girl to the outside world, but behind closed doors, she can be whatever she wants to be, and I know that is her actual truth, and I will never judge that truth. But she has to feel safe enough to do that, okay? See, the thing is that we y'all don't understand. See, y'all don't understand how game works. I am not trying to beg for permission. Okay, I'm going to allow her to give me permission to allow her to experience and to explore not her truth, her sexual truth. That one thing that she has locked in a box, don't think they don't fantasize. you don't think they fantasize? Oh, guys. I know y'all don't want to hear this, but if ever y'all want to be a gigolo or a whore, you better go to Party City and buy all that shit. Because once you unlock that box in her, they will fantasize about fucking a fireman, a police officer, a construction worker. They will have a grape fantasy. Grape. You know the word I'm saying. Where it's actually a controlled environment, but it's a one where they lose control, where she doesn't want to be great, but some women have a fantasy of actually having someone ripping their fucking clothes off and just taking the pussy in a controlled environment. That's why I will call it great, but I'm not, they will have, that's why they call you daddy and poppy. They have daddy fantasies, not incest, but like, you're my daddy. You take this pussy, you're my poppy and all this other shit. They will have all kinds of fantasies. And the beautiful thing about it is you can be not only what you want to be, because it's the best part about it. Whatever it is you want to be, I will enhance whatever it is you want to be to a point where we are going to connect. So when a woman cannot feel the truth about something, okay, it's never going to be true to her. See, in order for her to unlock her, she's got to feel like with you, that, okay, yes, there is a sexual light attraction, but she just doesn't want to, she doesn't want to feel like a slut. She doesn't want you to make her feel like a slut, but she doesn't mind feeling like a slut around you. Two totally different streets. You guys, I'm telling you, y'all greatest fuck up is not paying attention to her values, morals, and mental and her compass as far as how she perceives sex. Y'all guys, you actually expect her to change for you, which is a judgment. So she's saying that you don't even know anything about me, but yet you feel that I'm not, I can't be me. I gotta be a whore and a slut for you. And I don't even fucking know you. That's where you guys go wrong. Then she feels some kind of way. Then she's like, okay, if you want to play games, let's play. Let's play the game called you're going to take me out to dinner. You ain't going to get no pussy. Or you're going to fix things. You ain't going to get no pussy. I'm going to friend zone your ass because I know that if I give you pussy, you are not going to give me anything in return to fulfill my fantasy. You don't even know me enough to know what the fuck I like to do. All you want me to do is just lay on my back, and that's where you fail. We don't fail because I am going to connect with her on a deeper level where there are no judgments. And the thing is she, okay, the woman, guys, crayon time, because we're going to break some shit down, breaking game down. Let me make sure I got to check your questions and everything. Breaking game down. Let me see here. Oh, give me a second. Let me check and make sure I've gotten good on questions. All right. I just want to check on questions. I want y'all to listen to me. It's very important because people don't tell y'all this. It's very important that y'all write this down. Y'all need to understand this. This is the secret of the sauce, kind of like the Krabby Patty formula. A woman is always going to measure you and me. We're all the same. We will always be measured by the truth of what the fuck she is feeling. Or not what she's feeling, how we make her feel. Okay? See, the average guy is always thinking about the I do, the pussy, the body. Though, what you don't understand is he's judging the woman's mind. He's saying that her mind ain't shit. Fuck your values. Fuck your morals. Fuck your beliefs. They ain't shit to me. And when you begin to judge the mind, you fuck up because you're not paying attention to the mind. You're paying attention to what's between her legs because you have a false sense of what the game actually is. It's not about what's between her legs. It's about getting that fucking invite where she will be, okay, when she realizes, gentlemen, that through you, she can still maintain her chastity or her innocence through you. That she realizes that I can what? I can still walk out my door and still talk all that shit like I'm a good woman and I'm looking for Mr. Right. And I can post all those fucking fake memes of when are we going to find that guy that's going to love me for the woman that I blah, blah, all that bullshit. They put all that shit out for you motherfuckers. We know they fucking us on the side and doing nasty shit, but we do not judge them at all. And this is where y'all go wrong. Y'all are always judging them. y'all are always showing her what kind of interpretation can she have of somebody that just says, fuck your beliefs, fuck your judgments, fuck your moral compass, take your ass over my house, take off your clothes, spread your ass, let's fuck and go about your way. What's the interpretation? He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. See, the man that has game realizes that her not emotions, but her sexual mindset is part of her body. Her body ain't her mind. Y'all doing this to heads all bass backwards. Her body isn't her mind. Her mind is the control of the body, the movements, and everything that she does, all right? The mind is, right? She doesn't feel, the mind feels. Her body reacts. So what we've got to do is we've got to connect the two things by giving her a perspective, that one that she is not used to, and that is, why isn't he? Why isn't he desperate? Why isn't he needy? Why isn't he trying to force me over to his house? Why isn't he putting the dick on the table? Why isn't he? See, y'all are always, why is he? Mm-mm. I mean, why isn't he? Because the why isn't he is going to draw her in faster, okay? Why isn't he is going to draw her in faster, okay? And that's what's so important about what I'm showing y'all, okay? Because y'all are looking at y'all. Nobody is teaching y'all this because y'all guys don't understand how the woman works. See, one thing that TV shows you a secret, and this is why women are the greatest consumers of shit, because everything that TV puts out is to do what? Is to enhance her self-image. But it's not her self-image. It's the thought of her self-image. See, it's deeper than that. It's not just put this on. That's what y'all see from the outside world when y'all see this. It's not that. It is put this on so you can see yourself and have a mental picture of feeling worthy of yourself. That's the draw-in. See, the draw-in isn't the purse, the shoes, and the makeup. That's not the draw-in. The draw-in is the mental picture she gets when she puts it on, what it makes her feel like when she is putting it on, sliding the shoe on. But like a drug or a fake drug, it will give her what? The natural high, and then it will bring her back down because it is moving her from one perception and one reality to a higher one where she feels good about herself. Only it's like the Cinderella thing, only for a little bit of time, where she snaps back to a reality. But when she meets a man, because we encompass all things, she then feels a deeper emotion that goes deeper than the dress, person, shoes, because we connect with her sexual and personal characteristics. We connect to her personal and sexual traits and her personal and sexual abilities. It surely ain't down there. Y'all got it wrong. All that shit ain't down there. It's never down there. It's right here. So then she can know that we understand that there are weaknesses, there are insecurities, there are inadequacies, there are which she's worried about. She's worried about how she looks. She's worried about her personality traits. She's worried about what other people think about her. She's going through a fucking up and down. But what happens when we become not only the cause, but we're also the fucking cure? What do you think happens then, gentlemen? What do you think happens when we show her through us elevation and educate her? What happens without even throwing the dick in the whole thing? Guys, do you know how dangerous you are if you don't even throw dick in the whole equation and you just stand on who the fuck you are? Do you know how fucking dangerous you become? Because it is at this point, there becomes a deeper connection. And the dick ain't even playing a role in it. And this is why I always tell you guys, it doesn't matter how tall, big, and dick your dick is. When a woman is emotionally connected to you, you can give her the best sex ever, regardless of how big your dick is. Because unlike you guys, as I always tell you, you think that the connection, if you think women think like us, no, they fucking don't. See, if you look at her hole, there are nerve endings right around that hole that connect to her mind. So any penetration will feel good because there is a mental and an emotional and a physical connection that connects the beliefs, that connects the fucking emotions, belief system, values. Everything connects, and then it will become good. But gentlemen, good ain't good enough. Because what if she feels this shit and she hasn't even fucking touched you yet? Guys, see, a lot of y'all guys out here think that, you know what, you need to really be there. Guys, I'm telling you, you don't need to be in her city. You don't need to be in her state or even in the country that she's in to make her submit the fucking pussy to you. I keep telling you, I'm going to touch you without touching you. I'm going to give you the mental dopamine that's so motherfucking great that, goddamn it, it's going to hurt you not to have me inside of you. It's going to hurt you not to talk to me, text, or hear from me because I'm not going to make her fall in love. I don't want her love. No, Buck. I keep telling y'all. Y'all got it wrong. No. I don't want her to fuck. Why would I want her to fall in love? That's beneath me. I don't want her to fucking fall. Guys, I'm telling you, I don't want her to like me. She'll like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. She'll be attracted to me. I don't want her to fall in love. She'll love me. I'm lovable. But I don't want that shit. I want it all. Okay? I want it all. I want to have the impact of fentanyl. I want to have the hook of heroin or fucking crack rock here where without me, not that she can't exist, but she feels like she's lost something with me. When they leave you, I keep telling you, let them go because you want them to feel the loss. They will feel the loss. They will feel the loss when you are game the fuck up. You know what I mean? They will feel the loss because they're not used to a motherfucker that I see. All they know is that y'all guys throw dick on the table. That's all they know. That's all y'all guys do. Y'all are desperate, needy, and thirsty. You know what that equals, gentlemen? That equals a motherfucker that doesn't know what he's doing in the bedroom. But what I'm doing is that because I am attacking the emotion, there is no solution for that. There is nothing she can do. And I know y'all guys think it's fucked up, but here's the best part about it. I'm not going to manipulate that shit. Mm-mm. I need to manipulate her to fuck me. She's going to want to fuck me on general principle. Have you met me? Shit, come on. I'm trying to show her to embrace the things that she loves and the things that she fears. There's a lot of women that don't like to show public displays of affection. But with me, they're fucking animals. Because the high is in doing the thing that she never thought she could do. But with me, I'm allowing her to let her be exactly what she's always been. She's always been this way. And she's always covered it up. I'm giving her freedom. I'm freedom. I'm sexual freedom. You get to be everything you want to be. There is no thought. Now, okay, there's no bisexual and no pegging. That's just a rule. No bisexual shit with a dude and no pegging. That's it. There's got to be a cutoff right there. But outside of guys and outside of that pegging shit, I can show you how to be whatever it is you dream of being. Whatever you want to be, whatever you want to do, you can be that with me and still go home and be a wife and go home and be a girlfriend and go home and be a mother to your kids. I don't give a fuck what you want to be. I'm showing you can be more because I'm not going to judge you. You do not judge your past. Well, no, because here's the problem. Who the fuck am I to judge your past? Who the fuck is anybody to judge a woman's past? Now, yes, I get it, guys. Listen, I understand if you see a porn star and she wants a relationship because you can probably count all the shit she's done by watching all of her programs. We'll never know her count. I'll never know. I'll never know how many guys she's fucked. But here's the crazy thing about it. Guys, here was the crazy thing y'all missed in high school. The biggest thing y'all missed in high school was this. The prettier she was, the lonelier she was in high school. See, the pretty girls on Friday and Saturday night were home by themselves. Nobody would take them out because everybody thought they had somebody. So the pretty girls would just fucking, okay, why do you guys think the prettier she is, the more broken she is? That what y'all see is pretty. These model type women that y'all see, they're fucking broken. Why do you think them broad ass women have the most confidence and shit? Where the ones that act like they have confidence, they are broken. They're broken. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's a pinch of fat. I'm 300 pounds. They're broken. All women are broken, but these women are broke on another level because these women know that eventually they're going to hit a wall. But ladies, I always like to keep things balanced because I always tell the guys things as well. No, it's very important. No, listen to me. No, I got to mention that because there's got to be boundaries that you got to set with the woman. Because sometimes you're going to get with a woman that's going to want a fucking, that's a fantasy, but you got to let her know that's a boundary. You got to be honest with women. No fucking pegging. I'm serious. I'm not joking about that shit. But what I'm saying is that these women just, they just are broken. And then like I was saying, ladies, we all going to hit a wall. Guys, I'm telling y'all. Y'all can laugh all y'all want. Y'all can laugh at women hitting the wall, talk shit about women hitting the wall. My God, guys, wait till you get around 40. Around 40, in your late 30s, watch what happens. All of a sudden, all those drugs you were taking, all that shit you were drinking that fucked up your liver, your kidney, or your lungs and shit, you're going to have to start taking some medicine. And what you don't understand is your body starts to break the fuck down. You're going to start losing your fucking hair. Or your T level is going to go low. You'll start to get a gut. Y'all want to laugh, but we all are going to hit a wall. We are all going to hit a wall. So I'm not trying to knock you or try to scare you, but I'm just saying that if you are drinking excessively right now, as you get into your 40s or your 50s, you're going to have to start taking certain kinds of medicine. If you don't want to take medicine, whatever, but saying sometimes that medicine will have a side effect. Erectile dysfunction is going to be huge. Premature ejaculation is still going around. Sometimes you're going to have prostate problems. So y'all laugh at women and all this other shit. Hey, guys, we're going to hit a wall too. So I'm not trying to make y'all or belittle y'all. I'm just telling y'all, let y'all know that, you know what, that, you know what, you shouldn't put more pressure on a woman that knows there's a wall because she knows that. But what you should do is let her know that in this moment right now, what do you think what happens to the man that makes a woman forget about that wall, forget about her age, forget about her height, her weight, and all that other stuff, and just makes her feel appreciated, makes her feel sexy? You know, I can't give it all away. I talked to a client today. Talk to clients all the time. That lucky good thing you talked to me, because if you kept being this way with your woman, she's going to find a guy like me and I'm going to be fucking your wife or your girlfriend because you don't know how to handle your fucking woman. And just because you get a woman, guys, don't mean she's going to be yours because you don't know how to handle women or women and stuff. You see what I'm saying? Yes. Just hit me after the show. Yes. Yes. But this is what I'm saying about the game. I would open the lines up. I'll open the lines up for one more hour. We can continue if y'all want to call in. If not, y'all can ask questions or whatever.